Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Thursday night, June 25th. Thanks for tuning in and welcome to the show. This is Chester Duarte. I'm glad to be here. And it's kind of fun. Today was our first new shows in a couple of weeks. We took off doing a lot of reruns and pre-recorded shows. And this is really our first live show. We've still been doing our shows, but live meaning I'm here right now. This is not pre-recorded. There's no six-second delay as they do in major, situations based on the, powers that be that control it, communication, and we don't want any fines or anything. So we're definitely live. We're being as careful as possible. But every now and then on the podcast, somebody's going to slip. I let my shows be open to whatever people feel like saying, as long as it's not absolutely offensive to anybody. But if they want to say the shit word or the F word, it's not super preferred, but it happens sometimes in a moment of passion. All right, a lot of things going on. Just being back, instead of pre-recording a day or two, it's funny because I always have to kind of think a little bit of in advance when I've been recording my pre-recording my shows. And when you do news, I can actually pre-record some of the news at 5 in the morning, but by the time it airs, it'll be 11 or 12. Guess what? Four other things have changed. But I'm really happy to celebrate the fact that the show is not pre-recorded. We have our special guest who hasn't been here with us for a while. I'm so glad that she's around and can't wait to hear her take on what she's been doing the last couple of weeks. Ron, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going. We're just happy to hear that you're with us tonight and just getting started talking about how nice to be back on the air in actually real time, because the last week's shows there have been about half that have been live, and some of them I've pre-recorded a few hours before the broadcast.
Oh, okay.
That's been fun. So I like doing that because sometimes I can add different things that I can't do necessarily live for technical reasons. So it's fun.
Right.
So how are you doing, Rhonda? Tell me how your day is going.
I'm doing good. I actually just, put a thing into a bee place to figure out what I have. A beehive on the outside of my house right now that's kind of a good size, but I noticed that the bees are little, so I think they're little honeybees. They're not very big. They're definitely not wasps. They're not yellow jackets. They're a little bee, and they're working really hard, and they're actually interesting to watch, but they're not
cool.
Aggressive, so I put a little video of them working on their hive, and I sent it into Skagit Bee here in Skagit County to see what their thoughts were. So, they're not aggressive, so I'm leaving them alone. They just seem to be busy at work. So,
nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to leave them alone. And then if I hear from the Skagit Bee place and they say they are honeybees, and maybe I can see if they can, relocate to a home somewhere where they're basically not harmed or anything. I don't want to harm them. They seem to just really like where they're at. So, we'll see what happens. I'm not a bee lover, but I'm also not a bee destroyer either. So it's like they have their purpose. So
they do. Well,
they do, and they're kind of interesting.
They could be mason bees, which are the little bees, the little teeny ones, and those guys are pollinators, basically. Their work is they basically continue to build their hive, but their work is to pollinate. So, they really...
Yeah, I don't know. It's just...
They're coming back.
It's, Yeah, it's really incredible, the hive. I mean, went from like being like the size of my fist. It was kind of like that size. Now it's gone to almost like the size of my head. So it's like really big, but they're just kind of working super duper hard. And when I go out there, they kind of swing past my head. They don't hit me or anything. They're not aggressive. They're not coming after me when I sit out there. They're not attacking the animals or anything like that. They're just busy at work. So
Nice.
Minding their own
beeswax. Yeah, it's really cool. Well, those bees, you know, they're called orchard bees, and they're just a certain. The reason I know is because I did an audiobook for a guy up north many years ago. He's a bee specialist, and he wrote a book.
Right.
And the and I learned a lot about it. And these bees were really disappearing over the last 20 years, and they're coming back again. But these guys, these orchard bees or mason bees, are totally responsible for why we have fruit on our plants and flowers and all kinds of stuff. So you could have a home
that's
bees,
one of the
sounds
reasons,
like they are.
One of the reasons why I've left them alone, because I know they have my backyard is just beautiful this year. And so in that being said, it's like, you know, I mean, whatever their purpose is, they're working hard at it and they're taking care of business. So, they're not aggressive. They're not chasing me or the dogs or whatever, the cat, anything like that. You know, they're not swarming around me of any sort. So I'm just kind of like, you know what? They seem to just be doing what they need to be doing in nature. And my yard is pretty nature-like anyway. So, I'll just see what the beekeepers have to say and move forward. But right now they're just kind of attached to the awning of my roof thing. And I'm just like, you know what? Just leave them there. Let them do their thing.
Good. Well, yeah,
as long as they're not causing
that,
any harm.
No, they're actually, it sounds like they're the kind of bee that's actually doing a good thing. You know?
I think so. You know, I mean, from what I can tell, like if they were a wasp or that kind of a thing, you know, or a huge bee, I might feel a little bit different. But like I said, they're smaller bees, you know, but their purpose or whatever they're doing, all they can say is they're working incredibly hard to get it done. So.
Nice.
Kind of interesting to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you got a bird's eye view out there in your garden.
Yeah,
sure.
I don't know that I would have even taken that kind of attitude towards it, you know, so to speak. Maybe, I don't know, maybe this COVID thing has made us kind of look at things a little different, I guess, in some ways. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what's going on there.
Nice. All right. Well, yep. There's different things happening in different places. A couple of big news stories locally is that people who know the area who live north of Hidalgo Island and north of Mount Vernon, Burlington, up in the Bellingham area, and then maybe out towards Mount Baker. Some really interesting facts about certain small businesses out there and how they're surviving. And there's some of the little raspberry farms and the apple farms, like Cloud Mountain. And Nurston Raspberry Farms in Deming, who are just used the last 3 or 4 months to sort of do business as usual. And, of course, we talked a lot about that in earlier shows, about the loss of a lot of great vegetables and produce because the markets were so closed down that they had to turn over a lot of stuff into the dirt. Luckily, there were some good programs available to be able to get, some potatoes in the hands of people who could really use them. So the farmers were doing that a couple of weeks ago. Well, now there's an institution. It's right when you get to the main, the last time pretty much you can get off Mount Baker Highway. There's a place called Nugent's Corner. If you go south before that, you'll get into Acme and Alger and going south back towards the old Highway 99. If you go north, you'll head up towards Everson and eventually be able to get close to the Canadian border. And if you head east, you'll be on Mount Baker Highway heading up to, Mount Baker, Maple Falls, and Glacier. There's been a market there that's been there since literally the 30s called Dotson's IGA. When I lived up in that area, that was like when you're living up in the foothills, you go there, it's like going to a big, it's the only store, but it's like a big grocery. Always look forward to it. And it's, after all these years, they're finally changing hands, and the original owners are selling it to a young Everson couple who've announced what they're going to do is redo the store in the same building and it can create sort of a pre-independent store that's going to have a butcher shop and prepared meals to go, but it's also going to become a hardware and a feed and seed and pet store. So that's the way they're changing business. They're combining all their assets and shutting down some of their other businesses, and two different families are coming together to come up with a sort of a new sort of business there, which I think will serve the community pretty good. Anyway, so there's been a lot of talk about that. I was talking around to E earlier about certain businesses that are taking like the retail stores and putting them online so people can do the shopping online. So, come on, Rhonda, isn't it? Don't you miss the idea of being able to go out to the store?
Well,
sometimes.
Yeah, to some degree. To some degree, I do. I mean, I honestly don't know that I've really completely thought about it too much. I mean, I think. For me, I've realized since all this has happened too, especially when it's kind of forced me not to some degree, how much I really have, how much I really don't need, to
right.
some degree.
That's really
I mean,
true.
But yeah, I mean, but I do love, but I do love to shop. I'd be a liar if I said I don't like to shop or do things like that. I've always loved to do that, but I think that this is kind of just like, I don't know. It's kind of put me in a different place. It's like now it's kind of like, for me, it's kind of like I really even enjoy more being able just to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Stay home, catch up on things or whatever. You know, there's some things that I definitely miss, you know, like going out just to.
Sure.
You know, I think probably what I miss the most besides shopping, you know, on that level and buying stuff is probably just the ability, you know, just to go out and take a long drive and maybe like, you know, you run across the old little restaurant or someplace, you know, antique store or something, or just a restaurant or something, stop and get a, you know,
sure.
something like something different. I probably miss that more than anything because you can't just do that. You can't just stop at a really,
right.
oh, I've never been here before. Let's go there, you know, kind of thing. I probably miss that more than I probably miss just shopping itself because honestly, even though I like to shop for stuff, I'm not really a shopper. I like to go to certain places. But if it's somewhere I've never been or something new or something different, that's a little different, you know. But if I go shopping, like you say, like a mall or something, if it's a big mall or something, it's like maybe a couple places I really like to go and then I like to get out.
Yeah.
That's, you know, as far as that goes. But as far as being able to go to, you know, creative places or, you know, oh, did you hear about, no, I've never been there before. Oh, let's go for a day and we'll stop and get an ice cream or we'll stop, that kind of thing,
right.
I probably miss more than anything.
Okay, so
yeah,
one of the reasons I asked you that question is because I'm really happy with how you responded to it, because I was hoping you could give a little bit of advice to some people, you know, other women and men out there that, you know, the bottom line is we've got to be careful, we still got to wear a mask, but and that's really important. But how do you? What are some suggestions you have for somebody to fill that void somehow while still sort of keeping it really low key and being really careful? Is there any, you know, what would you suggest as an alternative?
As far as shopping?
As far as just that, just what you said, like taking a drive, stopping at a place, or shopping a little bit, or going out and having a dinner. You know, what's your feelings on that right now? It's been 3 months.
Well,
it's been a while.
Yeah. Well, my thought would be is if you want to do that, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if there's something open, you know, take masks, use precaution, obviously. You know, I mean, if you're going to go in there, obviously people can have signs up to say this is how many people or whatever. If they don't, then you want to take that precaution yourself or whatever. So I would say it's like anything else. You're going on a trip. Be prepared. Get your precautions ready. That would be take your mask, you know, take your mindset that you don't know, you know, where you're traveling to, whether it's going to be, you know, that, you know, I mean, common sense there or not. So you use yours. But I would also say, too, instead of just the idea of going out shopping and creativity out there that would be fun to run into, would be also maybe think about maybe possibly packing a picnic lunch if you don't run into a restaurant or find a really cool, quaint place to go. Maybe somewhere you've never been, maybe stop, take some beautiful pictures of some things you've never seen before, you know, that kind of thing, you know, and just kind of go for another little adventure. So have a backup plan, you know, in case that one falls short, whatever you want to call it, you know, but just enjoy, even if you don't get to do exactly what you want, enjoy maybe something along the lines, it might be a little different. You stop and, you know, like my mother used to always say, stop and smell the roses. What does that really mean? It's kind of like stop and take a look at the beehive. What?
Yeah,
I don't like bees.
But don't put
well,
your nose too
yeah,
close to it.
Well, maybe you don't. Okay, yeah, exactly. Well, but okay, but maybe get a different perspective on it. Maybe it's not about you liking bees or bees being dangerous. Maybe it's about seeing what bees do, what they're about, you know, and kind of getting like into, wow, look how hard, look at that masterpiece that they're creating. It's kind of like my love for spiders, right? I actually do not like spiders at all, okay? But my love for spiders is this. In the fall time, something I always loved, especially when I lived in the area where there were these tons of spiders, is how they would take their web in between my flower bed, and the sun would hit the web, and I'd see the spider, and I would see all that work that
yeah.
was kind of like a quilt. All that work, and then the sunlight would just hit it just perfectly where you could see the little dots of water, you know, on
yeah,
the web itself next to the spider. Yeah. And it would be like, oh, my God, that is so beautiful. And that would always be just before, you know, the kids and I or something or whatever, we go water, you know, wakeboarding or water skiing or whatever and stuff, you know. And I would always see this first thing in the morning, you know, and it would be like, oh, my gosh. So I guess I would say if you could take the attitude, I got a plan, I'm thinking this, and maybe it goes haywire. Okay, here's another plan. Let's take advantage of some things maybe we overlook, maybe some things we don't think about or maybe some things we don't ponder. Enough, you know, which is the things we could be seeing that don't cost us money, the things we could be looking at that maybe would help us to understand the perspective of how life really operates, how hard something else works besides ourselves, and sit back and, you know, be entertained by something else showing us what creativity doesn't just belong to human beings. Creativity belongs
right.
to some of the things that we don't even see all day long that's happening in Mother Nature around us. I think that's the thing that I've kind of stopped and watched. I mean, I even had like a ladybug on my arm today, and I was just watching how that ladybug was like exploring, you know, me.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, you know, it was
no,
like a little, I think ladybugs are fascinating. But, you know, it's just kind of that perspective where sometimes it's like instead of being the person who always has to go and put 1,000 things on your table, maybe kind of be the kind of person where it's like there's a piece of fuzz flying in the air, right? Now, you are just now
right.
getting ready to captivate with your fingers to go and grab that piece of fuzz because you are so entertained and caught up with catching it. Sometimes that's how we need to look at life a little bit, too. You know what I mean? Kind of like get that
totally.
Little sense of I'm a young kid again and the bubbles make me happy. You know, if we could find simplicity in life, we might find a lot more things more entertaining than just our shopping trips or what we think we're missing. We might be missing more than our shopping trips.
Well, what I was hoping to hear talking about this, I'm hearing totally from you, and thank you so much. See, you said it earlier, and what, you know, one of the interesting things is it was interesting when we first started doing the show, you know, connecting quarantine mania to food mania, you know, 30, 40 days ago, how much it's changed since pretty much the last time we did the show together. But I love what you're saying because none of these possible pauses, remember you talked about the word pause? None of the pauses
mm-hmm.
would be able to happen if this didn't happen. And I think there's some really pretty important good stuff that's happening. Like you said, looking at a spider web that you've taken for granted 100 times or anything like that and having it make an impression on you to say, thank you, God, thank you for that. You know, taking a minute, whoever you want to point in whatever direction after seeing something like that and actually having a minute to absorb it, it's going to be a good direction, you know, because you have to be, you know, have like, you know, a quilt over your head over your eyes, not to be able to see enthusiasm or hear enthusiasm when you're describing that to me or anybody else, you know? And I think that's what we're lacking. We need to hear more of that right now, more enthusiasm.
It's amazing. It's amazing to me because even my daughter, you know, I mean, she's 14. I'm
losing you there, Ms. Rhonda. Your connection is dropping out. Can you hear me?
I'm right here.
Okay, yeah, you're breaking up in and out. I don't know why. But hang on there for a minute.
How much?
Okay, let's see if we can have you hang up and just call right back in, okay?
Okay.
If you can hear me, that'd be great. All right, while Rhonda E. is doing that, she should be back on. Yeah, like the idea of what we're talking about really is just some of the, after 3 months, 3.5 months, you know, the weather is on our side. That allows us to, forces us almost to be able to get outside to take a little bit of a walk, to get some air, pull out the bikes, you know, and like she said, take a drive or do something. We've been encouraging that for weeks and weeks. But the idea is that you, I think we appreciate it a lot more. I just think we do. If for some reason we didn't have the time to enjoy it like we do now, because we've had plenty of time to slow down and think about things. All right, I think I got Rhonda E. back.
Yep.
Hello? There she is. All right,
I'm
you know
here.
That's cellular technology. Anyway, yeah, that's basically we have, for all intents and purposes, we have a pretty good gift going on right now. That's what I say. Now, this is a big day tomorrow that people have to be aware that now we have to be wearing masks. Now, Rhonda, are you familiar with what that means? Does that mean you just have to wear it wherever you are outside in public, or you can take it off when you're in the car, if you're in the car by yourself, you know?
Well, first of all, you know, from what I'm seeing from social media on that level, it's an argument of many things. But what I'm hearing from what the governor said is mandatory as far as when you're out and about, yes. So in other words, when you're in your car, no. When you're with your loved ones in the car, no. But when you're out and about with other people around, people that are not of your home front, yes. When you're at work, yes. That kind of thing. So it's just, you know, basically, you know, I mean, obviously if you're going to stop and get a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and you're exchanging, probably better to put your mask on, you know, because the people obviously there, even like at a Starbucks situation, usually have theirs on. So you might as well put yours on. This is a safety factor.
Right.
And not only this is a respect factor, but when you're in the car and the windows are open, you're with your family, that kind of thing, that's really your decision at that point, as to whether you wear a mask in your car with your family or if you have a friend or somebody else. Basically, it's not within your home front. I would say that would be your personal choice. But when it comes to being out in public, that is basically mandatory. But you're going to have people that are going to be raising some type of storm, you know, in it when it comes to rights and preferential rights, whatever, too. And I'm not here to argue that. I'm not here to wage a war on it. I'm only here to say, for me personally, I, being working with elderly people, I despise the mask. I hate it in the sense of what I feel like when I have it on. I don't like having to breathe my own air in. I don't like having anything around my face. But for the safety factor of those around me, I'm going to do it, because if it means preventing somebody from getting sick on my behalf or preventing anybody from feeling fear of that possibility, I will do it. I will do it also because I have loved ones, people that have immune systems and have been fighting cancer, all those kinds of things within my own family too, that if their immune system was down and they were to get it from a person who didn't mean to cause harm, but it did cause harm because a decision was made that was not made on the basis of protecting another person, that could go really bad. I also have a cousin right now who has COVID too in Arizona. So I'm going to, on my own behalf, my own decision, to do what I can to, you know, prevent and keep people safe and make people feel safe. So that's what I choose to do. So as far as what
Thank
they do
you for
from
that.
Here and yeah, for what people decide to do, that's between them and God and between them and their whether they comply or they rebel. I'm not responsible for rebels, and I'm not responsible for those choices. But I do want to encourage, bad as it may be, I even got friends that are claustrophobic, and believe me, so am I in many ways. But in that being said, I always remind the elderly, even when they complain about it, and this is not an attack on them or not an unloving thing, so don't take it that way. I say take your pick, the mask or the ventilator.
Right.
That's the only thing I know to say, because I'm so tired of everybody complaining about it, because not only are we doing it for the safety of others, but we're doing it all for ourselves, and it's not comfortable for any of us. It just isn't. But am I going to be a rebel and cause a big, huge outrage, you know, on the community of people because my day is being, you know, put in a situation that is uncomfortable for me? No, I think that's wrong, considering the fact there's been so many people that have been struck or have died from this, and I'm not going to participate in rebelling because my day has been affected by a piece of cloth. That's my intake on it. So whether you want to buy into it or not, I'm not really worried about it. I'm not here to seek or please anybody. I just know that there are lives, and I believe all lives matter. Every life that is on this planet that God has created to me is important. Every person is of value. And if that be the case, that means I got to look at others as being important, and I got to put away, you know, some of my own stuff and work through it and be courageous and just go ahead and try to do the best I can to prevent.
Exactly. Well, I wish that everything that you just said was, we could put in a little gelatin capsule and hand them out, you know, as a treat to every single person that's out there right now, because you summed it up perfectly. It was very truthful what you said. And I think that it's really, when people want to know what they can do, what they can really do, this is just a really something that everybody can do, and it really will make a huge difference. They're saying if people comply by this right now, we'll save about 45,000 lives by the end of October, you know.
Well, you know what? If everybody's going to go on and on and on about lives matter and all of these things you hear everybody say, which you're hearing a lot of that everywhere around the world, then let's make a difference and make lives matter then. I mean, let's quit talking about it. Let's just do it. I mean, why are we talking about it? Why are we fighting for it? Why are people going nuts all over the world for lives, and yet everybody's risking lives around the world? I mean, that's just reality.
Well,
enough is enough.
Don't stop talking about it, but start doing it.
Exactly. I mean, talk is cheap. Action speaks. And action speaks volumes when you consider others, and you consider your neighbor, you know, and you love others as you want to be loved. That's just reality. But all this rebelling and attitude, it doesn't do a thing for anybody. But what does help is when we all come together and unite and care for each other. That's what works. That's what truly works.
All right. Well, we covered it. And I'm so happy that you were here on the show tonight, Rhonda E. And I really want to thank you, and I know our listeners just love hearing your perspective on things, and I do as well, so thank you for being part of the show tonight. We're out of time again, and I guess it'll be another day until we get back on the air, and that'll be tomorrow. And we'll be continuing the morning broadcast at 10 and back later in the afternoon about the same time, 8 o'clock. Well, that's not even afternoon, that's evening. Now, also, Rhonda, last time I talked to you, Rhonda E., it was spring, and now it's actually summer. So happy summer.
Yep. Thank you.
We went into a whole new season. Well, I look forward to hearing from you again, just to have you be part of the show. And I have to say that I've been privileged to hear some really incredible, wonderful songs that Rhonda is saying lately, and I hope that we could talk about that more in our next show. So I thank you very much, and
Sounds good.
I guess we'll see everybody tomorrow. We'll see everybody sooner than later, and be safe, and just hang in there, okay? Good night, Rhonda.
Everybody have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Thank you. You have a good weekend too, Rhonda.